Blog Talk Radio.
By the way you parked your car sideways like a wooden leg. You're the kind of person that believes in making that one loving and leaving fast. I guess I must be done trying to park the foot horses. Children, some more than you. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it all right. You say, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, little red Corvette. Baby, you're much too fast. Corvette, you need to find the love that's gonna last. Guess I should close my eyes. We drove me to the place where your horses were free. I deadly ill when I saw all the pictures of a jockey that was there before me. Believe it or not, I started to wear it. I said, wondering if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it all right. And you said, baby, had I got enough gas? Oh, yeah, little red Corvette. Baby, you're much too fast. Yes, you are. Little red Corvette. You need to find a love that's gonna last. That's gonna last.
Slow down, you got to slow down. Oh.
I'm trying to catch that last.
Entertainment Reports, and I am Beth. Today is the 11th, right? January the 11th, 2012. How many of you are still writing, are saying 2011? It takes a while, right, to get used to the new year. I think I've been pretty up to date 2012. So excited to see 2012 here. But, you know, we slip up. It takes a while. It really does. I know students, it really takes a while. We have to, oh, wait a second, it's 2012, not 2011. But again, thank you so much for joining another edition of Kutashak Entertainment Reports. And the number is 714-409-0614. If you'd like to call in, make a comment, or whatever. Today's topic is about, can guys and ladies really be platonic friends? My answer is, but, you know, it's really a case-by-case situation, you know. But my thing is, yes, because I happen to have plenty of male platonic friends, some from my childhood, some are new friends. I have plenty of platonic male friends. I have probably more than enough. Single, straight, separated, gay, bi, I have platonic friends. And there's a thing about respect. So I've tweeted and since the show is only 30 minutes, we talk about so much. I've tweeted and posted articles and videos from broadcast on air with Ryan Seacrest back in December. I missed the live broadcast, but as I was preparing for the show, I stumbled upon a conversation he and his co-host Ellen Kay was having, and had people calling in, and it was very interesting of the response pertaining to men and women perspective on if males and females can be platonic friends. And most females can. That's what the response is to their question, if men and women could be platonic friends. Most women believe that men and women can have platonic friendships. And some, a lot of guys think, and I'm talking about throughout preparation for the show, and just living my life, I'm 43 years old, a lot of guys think like the Harry Met Sally movie. Remember that movie? And those of you that don't remember, I'm sure you've seen it. It's a classic romantic comedy, and starring Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. And with Valentine's Day coming up, it's good to dig it out, along with Endless Love and many other love stories, other films. But that was their perspective, and Ryan Seacrest pretty much agreed with what a lot of guys said, that, you know, you can be platonic friends for a while until, you know, other things get in the way. but I've tweeted and posted a lot of things, and if you just want to share your opinion about if men and women can be platonic friends, feel free to call and make a comment at 714-409-0614. Press 1 if you want to comment. If you're just calling to listen, that's cool. But there's a lot of other things to talk about. And I don't have notes in front of me, so I'm freestyling and ad-libbing as I go on. You know, of course I have notes, but I don't have, like, notes. You all know I would not broadcast this show without talking about Anthony Mark Hankins. I'm a big fan of Mark Anthony also, but Anthony Mark Hankins. Today is his day-to-day on HSN. Watched him earlier, and this is his only day. You know, sometimes he do, like, he present fashions maybe one or two days, like a weekend or so on, like from Friday to Sunday. But this is one day affair. So if you missed his first presentation on I'm getting tongue-tied. HSN, then you can catch him again at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 10 Central Time. That's my time. 12 p.m. So that's back-to-back. He'll be on from 11 a.m., 12 p.m. Eastern Time on HSN, and then again on 9 p.m. And you can watch him online and on your television screen. And, oh, my God, I can't get enough of my friend LB Sure. Oh, yeah, and I have to let you all know whose songs opened the show today also. But let me finish talking about Anthony. And you can tweet him at Anthony, A-N-T-T, two T's. H-O-N-Y. And I love that song, don't you? I love it. That's the name of it. But back to Anthony. He's presenting his 80th collection. Woof. 80th. Congrats to Anthony. His 80th collection is called the Miss Oh So Cheek Collection. And, wow, and the colors are so rich and so beautiful. I love the purples and the reds that he has been presenting. Just wonderful, wonderful. So you can, like what I was about to say, you can watch online or you can watch on television. Because I need to install my Adobe, I watched on my MyTouch, on my Android. I watched him online on my Android. So, If you can help it, if you're watch him, because his fashions are just spectacular. And I know I need a new wardrobe. I could just wear strictly Anthony, really. So you can visit his website at Anthony Originals also at A-N-T-T-H-O-N-Y Originals. And when you visit his website, email him and request his current catalog. He released 2 catalogs this past winter, and they're spectacular. So go ahead and check Anthony out today on HSN. You can call 1-800-284-7171. This HSN number, and just enjoy. And his prices are so reasonable. I mean, I've been a big supporter of Anthony's. Like I've said before, if you listen to the show, since the late 80s when he was working with Willie Ware, because I was a big I love selling Willie Ware clothes when I work for Merry Go Round Enterprises. And shout out to my Merry Go Round alumni, because we just have a blast on our Merry Go Round Facebook pages. And then now we have a LinkedIn group. So those of you that are Merry Go Round alumni that are listening to the show, join the Merry Go Round alumni LinkedIn group, because we're having a blast. I received a friend invite from one of the head honchos that made me go around yesterday. And so, just amazing guy. So, shout out to him. And so, back to what I was saying, I enjoyed his work back then when he was working with Willie Ware. And when I was a fashion student, you know, studying sales and marketing and so on, and design. So, wow. I mean, and guys, visit, check it out. Valentine's is coming up. Your lady will love an Anthony original, seriously. And also visit My Mark Boutique at mymarkstore.com/Bethany Williams and get her some skincare and some fragrance and some more fashions. Okay, but back to, can men and women be platonic friends? Like I said before, my answer is yes. And I know a couple months ago I was watching The View, and I like Sherry Shepherd's response. They were talking about men, married couples having friends of the opposite sex. And Sherry was like, well, my husband and I, we have friends of opposite sex, but any new friends of opposite sex are our friends. That they, you know, if you're going to have a friend, if she has a new friend, then he's going to be friends with both of them. She and her husband, and vice versa, the same thing for him. If he makes a new friend with a female, then that female is a friend of the couple. And I agree with that. And shout out to my friends, my couples. I love my friends, my couples. I mean, straight couples, gay couples, in-between couples, shout out to them. You know, because I love their friends with my friends that are married or in couples. That, you know, that are a couple. But I agree with Sherry on that, you know. But some people, and I understand it, can don't tolerate having friends outside of the opposite friends of the opposite sex. So, and I, like I said, that's you playing it by ear because you know your mate better than anybody, than you're supposed to. But then, can two single people be just strictly platonic friends without other people thinking, oh, you got to be more to it? Because I know this, because I, like I said, I have platonic friends galore, and sometimes people would think, well, it got to be more to it. But no, you know, no. I would be fibbing if I said I never had like a little crush or something on a platonic friend. But no, and vice versa. Sometimes you know when people think, oh, well, if we weren't such good friends. But really, people can be platonic friends. You know, even though we see love stories where platonic friends do fall in love, but people can be platonic friends. And when I'm in relationships, I like for my significant others, I've been married twice. Both times I've been married, I like people to know my friends, my platonic friends. I like people to get to know each other and everything. So, you know, this is how I am. And I like to know my significant other's friends of the opposite sex. I don't mind people having friends of the opposite sex as long as I know you're not, you know, I don't mind as long as I know it's platonic, you know. But how do you know that? You can never be sure, can you? I know. But again, 714-409-0614. Also, I need to congratulate Mitt Romney for winning New Hampshire last night. I guess you all saying, well, she ain't said a word about politics. Well, I just want, it's not that I intended to. I don't have my notes written out, like signaling what I'm going to say after this, after that, and just being me, chatting with you all this morning. If you're only spending a few minutes, or you're spending an entire 30, 40 minutes with me, I really appreciate you, and I'm loving the, I'm just loving the feedback that I'm receiving, and I guess I'm still working on developing the show properly, and I have a lot of surprises, and we'll be celebrating a year anniversary in March, on March 21st. And a lot of fun interviews and fun discussions coming up in the near future, and also other surprises. And so I'm just thanking you so much, because you can be hot one day and not hot the next. So I'm just thanking you, and just, you know, close to 35,000 views, and it's just amazing. But back to the intro song. The intro song, that was a cover tune, if you noticed. There was a cover tune by a platonic friend of mine, a friend who we're personal friends and also professionally support each other, work with each other, support each other's endeavors and careers. Morris Mills of Chicago. He's a native of Tyler, Texas, and he and I first met in September of 1997. We met at a poetry slam. That's when I first started reciting my poetry, like in those at poetry slams. So I was like a virgin to the mic, and so we first time I like read a lot of poetry. I mean, a lot of poetry. I've recited poetry before, my writings and shared my writings before, but you know, in the poetry slam type environment. And so at my dear friend who passed away not too long ago, restaurant. So we had been platonic friends since then, 1997, and he is a gorgeous guy inside out, very spiritual and everything. And so that was his cover tune of Prince's Little Red Corvette. Friend him on Facebook, and he has albums out and he tours. So if you friend him on Facebook, you will be updated on his work. Oh, and he shares his work. I'm talking about just like this Little Red Corvette acoustic version of Little Red Corvette. I mean, that was just something that he decided to do, and he shared it. But he has another hot song called Jamie's Girl and another song called Disarm. And, I mean, he has so many wonderful songs. So check him out and tell him that I sent you. That's Morris Mills. I'm looking forward to also having him as a guest also to share with you all his successes and his failures and his triumphs personally and professionally dealing with his music and just dealing with life, whatever he wants to talk about. Because, like I said, he's very spiritual and God-filled, and you would definitely get a lot out of his interview when he comes to visit Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. But friend him, Morris Mills, okay? And you all know the second song, and I guess I keep hitting the push button, the SLV Sure, which is a friend of mine also. But I won't make any more comments on that. That's his song, Love It, Peppy. I love that song. It's so sexy. But I love all of his songs and his work with so many artists. He's the force behind so many artists. And then he's worked with so many artists. I mean, look at who discovered him, Quincy Jones. And then look at the groups that he discovered and the artists, Mary J. Blige, Jodeci, and the list just goes on and on. Just a humble, down-to-earth person. A lot of people that have not had the success that he's had, you all know this, are not as humble as he is. So he definitely sets an example working with mainstream celebrities and then also underground artists and independent artists who want to know what's next. And I'm sure his peers, veteran performers also, like, wow, what is the secret to your longevity, you know? So, and also dealing with your personal issues also. So that's just amazing. We have about 2 more minutes, and like I said, it's only a 30-minute show, so check out the articles and the videos that I posted regarding can men and women be platonic friends. I say yes, but then I said, you know, if you're in a relationship, you know your mate, or you're working on knowing your mate. And so that's a, like, play-by-ear situation. But singles and people that are just being platonic friends and having fun, you know, I think people can be. You're not, everybody's not attracted to everybody. You know, so some people think, oh, well, the sexual tension is not always about sexual tension. And I also tweeted and posted, like, the origin behind the words platonic love. And you know what? I only have a minute left, but I think of this book that I read, that I was assigned to read in my psychology class when I was a student at Hines Community College. And that is a book by Leo Buscalia. You all know what I'm talking about. When Friends Are Lovers and Lovers Are Friends. That book is so interesting. But then also his book Love is very interesting. So getting a good understanding on that topic alone is good advice to read those two books and other writings by him. But I posted articles from Psychology Today, and the topic was talked about on Early Show with Hannah Storm, and so just check it out and share your feedback, because we'll talk about that topic again in the very near future. But have about 34 seconds, and I thank you all so very much for your support. And Friday will be Sports Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I think Reg Ruffneck will join me on Friday. Friday's supposed to be his day. He had said he would call today, but, you know, Friday is supposed to be his day to just show out and do his thing. So thank you so much, and what's up? What's up? Study your candidates. Thank you.